one, but just a second. I gotta get these people where they need to go.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I need to give the clerk just a second. There's someone that's come in the other door. But I'm gonna wait till she takes her seat and then we'll get started. Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and get started and then, here she comes, never mind. That's all right, I was gonna go ahead and pray. All right. Good morning, I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 11th, 2020. The time is 10:01 a.m. We are on the fourth day of our agenda in this CEJO session. And the first item is prayer. I'd like to pray this for us this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time of this new season we're coming into. And I just thank you for the weather, the rain that we've been blessed with. I appreciate you for all Mawajaji Nikaji and all my people and colleagues and our employees here at the Osage Nation, everyone that plays a part in our nation and tries to make all of this work with your guidance, Lord, and your blessing and love that you've bestowed upon us. And I just always remember those who are hurting and in need. And I just ask you to bless them and heal their hearts, Father, and be with those with lonely hearts and lonely minds, those who are incarcerated, those who can't leave their homes and are feeling lonely, as we've all felt a little bit of that with everything that's going on in our world today, Father. I just ask you to be in their hearts and minds and comfort them as only you can, Father. And I just ask you to be with, again, those who are incarcerated, who I just pray for their leaders, the people who are charged with their care at this time, and ask them to make good decisions for these people who are suffering in the prisons from the coronavirus, Father, and just guide them and help them through with kind hearts and make good decisions to help those who can't help themselves at this time. And Father, I ask that you be with those in mourning and those who are hurting and don't feel good today, Father, who haven't been feeling good. I pray that you lead them and guide them to check on themselves, Father, and heal their pain that they are suffering from. And I just ask that you bless my colleagues and their families, of the employees and their families, all those around in our communities. Bless us, Father. We need you, as we've needed you all the way, but it's a lot of suffering right now, Father, and we just I just get on my knees and ask for your guidance and love. And Father, I ask that you be with the families of the 9/11 attacks, as we all can remember where we were in such a time in our nation. And I just ask that you continue to comfort them and be with their children who and families who have hurt all these years from their loss. Their children are grown now, and so I just ask you to bless them and comfort them for such a terrible, tragic event, Father. And I ask that you bless the families who are still looking for today. You know, we honor the prisoners of war and missing in action. And there are still several thousand soldiers, American soldiers, who have never made it home, Father. And just as our own Wajaji people who continue to be discovered to this day and put lay their remains to rest as they should, Father, I ask that you do that for our country. Be with those families and heal them. And I pray that they continue and bless the people who work to look for these soldiers every day. There's still people working every day to locate these soldiers who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom and our way of life here in this country, Father. So I just ask that you be with them and bless them and bless their souls. And hopefully someday they will be laid to rest properly so that they may rest in paradise with you, Father, and that their families can have peace in their hearts. I ask you to continue to bless us throughout this time as there's a lot on our shoulders, Father, for the leaders of this nation. And I just ask that you comfort us and give us strength to make good decisions and think through things with strength, but as you would have us, with kind hearts. So I just thank you, Father, for all that you do. I love you. And I thank you for all the blessings that have been bestowed upon me. And I ask that you forgive us for our sins. And Lord, if I've forgotten anyone today, and if I've left anyone out and is, you know, their need, Father, I just pray for them too. And I just ask that you comfort them. I pray that people are happy. I just want people to be happy, Father. And that this life that you've blessed each of us with and bless their families. I thank you, Father. In your mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodthought.
Present.
Congressman Keen.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, yes, sir. Congressman Potts.
Congressman Potts is also present.
Oh, did she not call you? I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Congressman.
We have a quorum. Next is the approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 10th.
Move to approve the journal. This is Walker.
Second, Stabler.
There's a motion and second to approve the journal for September 10th, 2020. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The journal is approved. There are no reports of select committees. Any reports of standing committees?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes. Good morning, Madam Speaker, colleagues, chief, and listening audience. Government operations met September the 10th to consider bill number ONCA 20-75, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $2,023,433 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rivard. Final committee action was a do pass recommendation with yes votes from Maker, Keene, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced?
Yes, Speaker. This is Congressman Keene. I'd like to introduce bill number ONCA 20-77. It is an act to amend the criminal code that Title VI crimes against property to add larceny and receiving stolen property with a presumption and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. We're on bills and resolutions on first reading. That bill was on first reading. Next is Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to introduce bill number ONCA 2078, an act to reassign an appropriation of restricted third-party revenue from the Wajaji Health Clinic Construction Fund in the amount of $2 million and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Speaker. Rebo, second speaker.
Good morning. I'd like to read in ONCA 20-79, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act, 16 ONC 3-105, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, second speaker. ONCA 2077 is assigned to government operations. ONCA 2078 is assigned to health and social services. And ONCA 2079 is also assigned to health and social services. We are now in motions and notices. Does anyone have motions or notice?
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes, I'd just like to notice membership committee meeting today, immediately following session. Thank you.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Commerce meets at 1 o'clock today.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Madam Speaker, good morning, everyone. Second Speaker, good morning, members of Congress, those listening, and Assistant Chief. Health and Social Services Committee meeting is scheduled for today from 3 p.m. until 4:50 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, Tammy, we received the appointee questionnaire packets back from Tammy Baldoff and Jerry Jean Brandstetter. So Tammy Baldoff, excuse me, is assigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. And Jerry Jean Brandstetter is assigned to Government Operations for the committees to discuss their appointments. Is there anything else?
Speaker Pratt, this is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. All right, thank you. We're adjourned.
'Rk, will Anna? We stay here for membership?
I think it's got its own call-in number, I believe.
Does it? Okay.
Start at 10:30. Does that give you enough time, clerk, Madam Clerk?
Yes, 10:30 will be fine, and the call-in number is the same.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
They were saying membership has its own call-in order, call-in number.
Okay.
If anybody can hear me, I was told it's the same number. It has its own call-in number, but it's the same number, so you.